This is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we begin with this one from Real Simple. Great money-saving apps. Keep your money at your fingertips with helpful financial apps that cater to every need, from budgeting to paying off debt. First, the best overall, Mint. Access your total financial picture from your desktop or mobile device. You can set savings goals, get a free monthly credit score, and elect to get alerts about issues like unusual charges or late fees. This is available free from Mint.com. Great for investing, Acorns. This app helps users save more money by automatically harvesting the change each time they swipe a linked card. If a transaction adds up to $1.50, Acorns rounds it up to $2 and sends that 50 cents into investment portfolio. Price is $1 a month from acorns.com, acorns.com. To pay off debt, you need a budget. That's YNAB. Allocate every dollar you earn for a specific fund, including debt repayment goals. You'll set detailed reports to help you analyze your monthly habits. It's available for $7 a month from youneedabudget.com. And for cash spenders, envelopes. They're spelling it M-V-E-L-O-P-E-S. Stash cash in separate envelopes that are designated for expenses, such as groceries, gas, clothing, and entertainment, or sync with your bank or credit cards to create a spending plan. This is available $6 a month from envelopes.com. That's M-V-E-L-O-P-E-S.com. From Real Simple, four charity challenges even the most generous people encounter. Make your money transform into good deeds with these top tips from experts. 1. How do I decide how much to give? Just like housing, car insurance, and groceries, donations should be factored into your budget, says Christine Stevenson-Seal, a financial coach in Temple, Texas. Base the amount you give on your monthly income, she advises. If you can afford it, make charitable giving about 10% of your budget, and get in the habit of donating once a month rather than at the end of the year. To maximize your donation, opt out of the incentive gift, like the tote bag or coffee mug, says Phil Buchanan, author of Giving Done Right. If a donation is a stretch 1 month, ask the organization if you can donate time or skills instead. You might do IT work for the website, or organize a food drive. Remember, too, that you can give goods instead of money. Bring tools to Habitat for Humanity, say, or personal care products to a shelter. 2, should I donate less money to more charities or more money to fewer? Your money will generally go further if you donate the bulk of it to just a few places, says Ashley Post, spokesperson for Charity Navigator, an independent charity evaluator. No matter how much you give, write a check whenever possible, since up to 5% of a credit card or online donation is often lost to processing fees. It may help to divide the total sum into percentages of 50, 30, and 20, says Jason Franklin, PhD, founder and principal at Kitsis Capital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You could donate 50% to one cause that you care deeply about, 30% to ones that you feel connected to but that aren't top priority, and 30% to unplanned donations, like those random requests to sponsor your friend's trivia team at a fundraiser. Next, how do I know I'm giving to a reputable organization, and is a big or small charity better? Search for national charities on give.org, run by the Better Business Bureau, to get a look at their financials, including administrative costs, is there a fat cat CEO, and program expenses. For insight into the effectiveness of smaller local charities, check with your community foundation, Buchanan says. Find yours at cof.org. You could also try volunteering first. Sometimes just working the water station at a road race can give you a sense of an organization's ethos Think of it as a fact-finding mission. As for choosing between big or small organizations, go with what you think will have the most impact, Post says. Some people might give to their local food pantry to directly benefit the people in their area. For other folks, it might make more sense to donate to a national charity working to improve public policies surrounding hunger. 4. There are so many fundraising campaigns on GoFundMe and Facebook. What's legit? We've all heard the scam stories, the phony appeals for homeless vets, the woman who faked cancer. The best way to avoid being had is to know, A, the person who started the campaign, and B, exactly what the donation will pay for, Post says. GoFundMe deducts a 2.9% processing fee from donations, so if you know someone who's rebuilding after a wildfire, for example, you can just give the person cash directly. As a rule, never give money via phone or email, even if the cause sounds legit. And keep in mind, contributions aren't tax deductible unless a qualified nonprofit has organized the fundraising, says Katie Thomas, a certified public accountant and co-owner of Diamond J Accounting in Phoenix. Tips to remember for tax time? Get it in writing. Ask for an itemized receipt for any donation of money or goods, even if it amounts to less than the IRS's $250 threshold. If your non-cash donation is worth more than $500, you have to complete IRS Form 8283. A non-cash donation worth more than $5,000 requires an appraisal. Take a picture. Before you donate goods, snap a photo of the pile, Thomas says. If you're not sure how much that business suit or dining room set is worth, check the online valuation guides from Goodwill and the Salvation Army. And stay organized. Save receipts and documents in a designated folder, says Julie Colucci, associate advisor at New England Investments and Retirement Group in North Andover, Massachusetts. Or use an app like Evernote Scannable. It's free for iPhones to store receipts in a digital folder that's easy to share with your accountant. It's called Evernote Scannable. From Good Housekeeping, some hot reads for you. First, a relatable romance called Writers and Lovers by Lily King, K-I-N-G. Casey is blindsided by grief after her mother's sudden death, drowning in debt and barely making it through her days as a waitress and aspiring writer. As she struggles to finish her novel, she falls in love with two men who can offer her very different lives. More than just romance hinges on her choice, and you'll hold your breath as she finally makes her pick. Next, a gripping mystery, Darling Rose Gold by Stephanie Wrobel, W-R-O-B-E-L. After Patty Watts goes to prison for slowly poisoning her 18-year-old daughter, Rose Gold, the teen has to learn how to navigate the world alone. Upon Patty's release 5 years later, she expects to fall right back in line as her little girl's keeper. But Rose Gold has other, much darker plans. Next, a heartwarming comedy, It's Not All Downhill From Here, by Terry McMillan, M-C-M-I-L-L-A-N. At 68, Loretha Curry has it all, a booming business, dedicated friends, and a husband who still lights her fire. She's looking forward to her best days yet to come when a tragic loss shatters her world. This baldly honest, laugh-out-loud story from the author of How Stella Got Her Groove Back will remind you of just how healing friendship can be. A powerful memoir. Recollections of My Non-Existence. This by Rebecca Solnit, S-O-L-N-I-T. The author reveals how coming of age in 1980s San Francisco shaped her as a writer and a feminist. Solnit grapples with poverty and trauma while discovering punk rock and the LGBTQ community as safe havens. Her words have long empowered people who feel voiceless, and her latest book is no exception. From Woman's Day, Downtime You Deserve, Kickback. Woman's Day's picks best in new music, books, and more. First for TV, Little Fires Everywhere available on Hulu for fans of Big Little Lies and Scandal. The small screen adaptation of Celeste Nigg's best-selling novel follows the intertwined fates of the picture-perfect Richardson family and an enigmatic mother and daughter who upend their lives, starring Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington. In music, The Light by Delta Ray, for fans of the band Perry and Lady Antebellum. Blending a romantic southern vibe with alt-folk appeal, this album is the Nashville-based sextet's first since 2015. They are a friend of mine's very favorite band. Read a book, Betty Boop's Guide to a Bold and Balanced Life. That's by Susan Wilking Horan, H-O-R-A-N, and Christy Ling Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R. It's for fans of timeless advice. The international icon has a signature style you can't forget, and this Boop-inspired advice on self-confidence, independence, and positive thinking is worth sharing. The Gift of Forgiveness by Katherine Schwarzenegger Pratt. It's for fans of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Remember that one? The subtitle, Inspiring Stories from Those Who Have Overcome the Unforgivable, says it all. And a movie, Military Wives, for friends of A Star is Born and Sister Act. With their partners away serving in Afghanistan, a group of women form a choir and find themselves becoming a media sensation. Starring Kristen Scott Thomas and Sharon Horgan. From Better Homes and Gardens, Chow Time, experts weigh in on the pros and cons of pet nutrition trends. Grain-free foods are considered by some to be healthier for pets. One theory is that undomesticated dogs and cats didn't eat grains, so grain-free food may be more easily digested and less likely to cause allergies or stomach issues. On the other hand, experts say that dogs have evolved to develop the ability to digest starches. So many vets are advising against a grain-free diet. Grains aren't necessarily good or bad per se. They can provide nutrients and are a good source of energy, says John P. Loftus, Ph.D., DMV, a professor of small animal internal medicine at Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine in Ithaca, New York. New protein sources. Move over, chicken and beef. Pet food companies are introducing protein sources like crickets and buffalo. With an eye towards sustainability, even plant-based proteins like chickpeas and lentils are being used. One thing to know, pet foods with novel animal proteins often contain a higher percentage of added plant protein, says Ken Tudor, DVM, holistic veterinarian and owner of the Well Dog Place in Claremont, California. That may mean less of the nutrients found in animal protein, like taurine, that a dog or cat needs. Organic and special nutrients. Even though studies haven't confirmed whether organic foods are better for pets, there's no downside as long as the food has the right nutritional makeup. The words certified organic on the label indicate that at least 95% of the ingredients are organic. Made with organic ingredients means at least 70% are. What about added ingredients like probiotics and omega-3 fatty acids? Well, they add up the price, but also increase beneficial vitamins, minerals, and nutrients, says Carol Osborne, veterinarian in Chagrin Falls, Ohio. And fresh foods. Although fresh pet foods available via delivery services and in the refrigerated section of pet stores may seem like a splurge given the prices, they can benefit pets. Fresh pet foods usually have high-quality meat and are good sources of vitamins and minerals, Osborne says. Because fresh foods are perishable, you'll need to keep these items in the fridge or freezer. For any foods you choose, check labels for an endorsement from the AAFCO. That's a nonprofit regulating pet food quality. Discuss any changes to your pet's diet with your vet first. And as always, if you're changing your pet's food, do it slowly and gradually. On to one from Women's Day. The five S's for a healthy heart. Follow these simple guidelines, says Northwell Heart cardiologist and authors of Heart Smart for Women, Stacy E. Rosen, M.D., and Jennifer M. Meyers, M.D. First, smart choices. Habits like exercising and eating a heart-healthy diet can lower your heart disease risk by up to 80%. But it's also important to find a doctor who can work with you to reduce and control risk factors. Sleep. Lack of sleep is linked to risk factors like high blood pressure and inflammation. Make over your sleep habits. Avoid electronics before bedtime and keep the same sleep schedule 7 days a week. Stress. Studies show that chronic stress can worsen heart disease symptoms and increase the risk of heart attack. Do what calms you: a long walk, yoga or meditation, or consider a therapist. Savor life. Women tend to put their own health needs last. Schedule meetings. Laugh a lot. Treat yourself to a massage or learn something new. Practicing self-care is one key to a healthy body and mind. And support. Women with supportive friends and family are more successful in achieving and maintaining their health goals. Urge loved ones to join you in heart smart routines and stay on the path to a long, healthy life. From Better Homes and Gardens, faux meat. The biggest news in meat this year isn't meat at all. Now that Impossible Burgers are on drive-through menus, plant-based ground beef, and that was in quote, lookalikes are popping up in meat cases of large grocers. And they're not only for the vegetarians out there. Flexitarians, meatless Monday dabblers, curious carnivores, read on for the scoop. First, what's the beef? Ingredients vary brand to brand, but producers of plant-based ground beef have figured out how to replicate the texture, aroma, and taste of meat using plant proteins derived from soy, peas, beans, rice, and wheat. Beet juice, pomegranate fruit powder, and other fruit and vegetable extracts imitate beef's pink color. Coconut oil and cocoa butter add pockets of white marbling. How do the nutrients stack up? Plant-based meat and 80% lean beef both contain about 20 grams of protein in a 4-ounce patty. But the similarities end there. Most faux ground meat has fewer calories and fat. None have cholesterol, and like beef, the faux meats provide some fiber. One thing to note, plant-based patties tend to have more sodium, ranging from 370 to 580 milligrams versus 80 for an unseasoned meat patty, though lightly salted beef is comparable to the low end of the faux meat range. Where's the beef? You'll find fresh faux beef alongside its counterpart in the refrigerated meat case. Major brands offer 12 to 16-ounce bulk packages and 3 to 4-ounce patties. In large stores, you may find patties containing a blend of ground beef and pea protein, that's P-E-A. Does it cook like beef? The short answer is yes. You can cook these plant-based products as you would ground beef. Look for specific tips on package labels and follow guidelines for freezing and thawing. And we also have a recipe. Faux meat or beef, picadillo style tacos. In an extra large skillet, heat 1 tablespoon oil over medium heat. Crumble in 1 12 to 16 ounce package of plant-based ground beef. Cook and stir until browned. Remove to a bowl. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in the skillet over medium high. Add 1 cup chopped onion, 1 poblano pepper, seeded and chopped, and 2 cloves garlic, minced. Cook and stir 4 minutes or until the poblano is charred. Add 1.5 cups diced ripe potato, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. Cook and stir 5 minutes or until potato is browned. Add 1 teaspoon ground coriander and 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin. Cook and stir 1 minute. Add 2 cups chopped tomatoes and 1/2 cup vegetable broth. Bring to boiling, scraping up browned bits, reduce heat. Simmer uncovered 5 minutes. Stir in the quote-unquote beef to warm. Stir in corn tortillas with slivered Serve in corn tortillas with slivered almonds, chopped cilantro, and or sliced green olives. And this serves six. From Good Housekeeping, pull apart pigs in blanket. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time, 30. We need 2 8-ounce tubes refrigerated crescent roll dough, 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 1 12-ounce package cocktail franks, 1 large egg, 1 teaspoon caraway seeds, mustard for serving. Heat oven to 375. Line baking sheet with parchment. Unroll dough and brush with mustard. Cut each triangle in half to create 2 triangles. Place 1 franc on the wide end of the triangle, then roll up and place on prepared sheet. Place first 2 francs at 12 and 6 o'clock to help in arranging evenly. Repeat with the remaining francs and triangles, arranging in 2 concentric circles, starting the second circle at 12 and 6 o'clock again, inside, I think, the other circle, making sure the dough on both circles touches. Beat egg with 1 tablespoon water. Brush over the dough and sprinkle with caraway seeds. Bake until golden brown, 18 to 22 minutes. Serve with mustard, and this serves about 10 people, and it looks kind of festive, too. It looks like a wreath. And also from Good Housekeeping, crispy, chewy, vegan chocolate chip cookies. Active time, 20 minutes, total 35, plus freeze time. We need 2 cups all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 cup bittersweet chocolate chips, 1 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips, 1/2 cup firmly packed dark brown sugar, 1/2 cup granulated sugar, 1/2 cup canola oil, 1/4 cup water, 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract. In a medium bowl, whisk together the flour, baking soda, and salt. Toss with chocolate. In second bowl, break up the brown sugar, making sure there's no lumps. Add granulated sugar, oil, water, and vanilla, and whisk to combine. Add flour mixture and mix well until just combined. There should be no streaks of flour. Line 2 cookie sheets with parchment paper. Spoon out 1/4 cupfuls of dough into mounds 2 inches apart. Gently gathering dough together with hands without pressing. Dough will be crumbly. Freeze 30 minutes. Heat oven to 375. Bake the cookies, rotating position of pans after 6 minutes until edges are golden brown, 10 to 13 minutes. Cookies will be soft and will continue to cook. Let cool on pan on wire rack, and it makes 12 decent-sized cookies. Want plant-based chocolate? Semi-sweet chips include milk solids, so be sure to buy vegan chocolate. We like Nestle's Toll House's Simply Delicious Semi-Sweet Chocolate Morsels, available for $5. It says NestleUSA.com. Ashley Rodriguez shares her secret to a happy marriage, date nights in, and plenty of pasta. And it shows a picture here of her and her husband eating spaghetti noodle, Lady and the Tramp style. A simple supper. This carbonara makes its way onto our slim list of repeats because it rarely requires a trip to the grocery store. I adore dinners like that, don't you? And she says, sauce smarts don't drain all the salty pasta water. It's what really creates the creamy, cohesive sauce that coats the noodles. So here's her recipe for lemony carbonara with peas. Active time and total time, both 25 minutes, and it serves 6 at a cost per serving of $2.25. We need 1 pound spaghetti or bucatini, 6 ounces pancetta or bacon cut into 1/2-inch pieces, 4 cloves garlic thinly sliced, 10 ounces fresh or frozen thawed peas, 3 large eggs, 1 cup grated Parmesan plus more for serving, freshly ground black pepper, 2 teaspoons finely grated lemon zest plus 3 tablespoons juice plus more zest for serving. Cook spaghetti per package directions. Reserve 1/2 cup cooking water. Drain pasta. Meanwhile, cook pancetta in a large skillet on medium until crisp, 5 to 7 minutes. Add garlic and cook until golden brown and crisp, about 3 minutes. Add peas and cook, stirring occasionally until their color brightens, about 2 minutes. Remove from heat. In a large bowl, whisk together eggs, Parmesan, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Toss hot pasta into the egg mixture, adding some of the reserved pasta water as needed to create a creamy sauce. Fold in pancetta mixture, then lemon zest and juice. Serve with more Parmesan, lemon zest, and pepper if desired. Pineapple. Thanks to this prickly fruit sweet flavor, there are many great ways to enjoy it. Here are some of our test kitchen's favorites. As a Hawaiian sandwich, create the sandwich version of a ham and pineapple pizza by topping pumpernickel bread with smoked ham, fresh mozzarella, thin slices of pineapple, thinly sliced jalapeno, and fresh cilantro. It's the perfect combination of savory, salty, spicy, and sweet. As a tangy slaw, in a bowl, whisk together 3 tablespoons plain yogurt, 2 tablespoons lime juice, 1 tablespoon cider vinegar, 2 teaspoons honey, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Toss with 2 scallions finely chopped, 1/4 of a red cabbage shredded, and 1/4 pineapple cut into 1/2 inch pieces. Fold in 1/4 cup cilantro. Serve with grilled chicken, fish, or pork. And as a tropical syrup, in a small saucepan, combine pineapple cores and 3/4 cup each sugar and water. Simmer without stirring until sugar dissolves, 12 minutes. Remove from heat and let cool to room temperature, then strain. Use in your favorite cocktails or try tossing with berries and serving over pound cake. From Real Simple, when you notice you're being hard on yourself, try this to replace negative self-talk with kindness. Gently place your hand on your heart and pause for a few breaths. Let your inhales and exhales be natural and relax as you feel the rise and fall of your chest. Notice the sensations there, your heartbeat, warmth. Then make a wish for yourself, something like, "May I be strong and healthy," or "May I feel peaceful, safe, and content." Take a moment to consider what you need to hear and repeat that silently a few times. This by Jamie Price, author of Stop, Breathe, and Think. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I know I have. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.